Paul Harvey has established the gold standard for news and commentary, and you can hear why. Weekdays at 9:55 a.m. and 1:45 p.m. on News Talk 630 WPRO.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to the Positive Living Show right here on News Talk 630 WPRO. I'm Patricia Raskin. We are not taking your phone calls today, but we are very honored and privileged to have with us as our guest Dr. Mehmet Oz, MD, health expert of the Oprah Winfrey Show, and professor and vice chair of surgery at New York Presbyterian Columbia University. He is co-author of the new book, You Staying Young, The Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty. Welcome back, Dr. Oz.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, and in talking about that subtitle, the 14-day extended warranty plan, you have that outlined in your book. Now, if people follow that, will they help to reduce the risk of prevalent diseases today, like diabetes, cancer, and stroke?
Absolutely. Well, we designed the program in part to allow those ravaging diseases to become eliminated, not by getting you to fear them 30 years down the future, but by telling you today what you can do to dramatically shift the chances of getting those. And let's just dive into it real quickly. The first thing we want you to do is to figure out where you stand in life right now. So what are the real risks you have for developing diabetes, cancer, heart disease, stroke, and all and the like? And by the way, listeners can go to realage.com, which allows you to do a self-administered test, or they can go to oprah.com for a pretty clear write-up on this brief program.
Okay.
Then there's a 14-day, very specific initiative that you've got to follow. And 14 days is important because it takes that long for your brain to reset itself, but it's also important because we can get through all the critical material that you need to know. Included among these are some of the topics you discussed, like how to sleep better and physical activity and flossing your teeth and the like. But in addition, we want you to understand what medical tests are important for you to get that you might have to remind your doctor about. When should you get, for example, a colonoscopy or an eye exam, or your blood sugar check for diabetes, blood pressure check, all those kinds of things. We also want you to have a pretty good game plan for how to retool your home and your mind so that it's a conducive place to do things like physical activity. As an example, where are you going to meditate? You know, is there a place in the home to do that? Maybe the bathroom is the best place. Who knows? Where are you going to do physical activity? Can you move up some of the furniture in your living room to create a little space there so that if you want to, three times a week, you can get the activity we advise you to get?
Okay, and you also talk about preventing problems in your home in terms of radon levels and mold and mildew. You talk about that as well.
Absolutely. You need to create a home environment that's healthy for you and your family. And the things we're asking you to do are not rocket science and they're not off the radar screen. These are problems that we know are important. You mentioned radon. The number two cause of lung cancer in the country is radon exposure, especially in colder parts of the country, like the Northeast. It's critically important to check radon levels because our new insulated homes don't let these toxic substances out of the environment because they keep the heat and they keep everything next to it. So in the winter months like now, you want to go down to the basement for $9 and check your radon levels. And we also want you to be able to take advantage of a lot of the new insights we have on which vitamins are in your best interest. And Mike Royzen and I, who write these books, together with the whole team, we have no vitamin companies we work with. So, I'm not trying to hawk vitamins.
Okay.
We know that there's some nutrients that are very important to the well-being, especially of people living in colder weather. So vitamin D, the number one deficiency in vitamins in the country, which we know more than 50% of Americans do not have enough of, we know is the most important way of preventing cancer. Is something that we don't get enough of because you don't get sunlight, right? Vitamin D comes from the sun. So you need to take it as a supplement unless you're willing to go outside naked in the cold New England winters.
Can you get that in a we're going to have to close, but my question is, can you get the vitamin D as part of a multivitamin?
You have to. You will not get enough vitamin D in fortified foods, but it needs to be vitamin D3, and you should be taking about 1,000 units a day. So you need significant amounts of vitamin D. This is probably the single biggest insight in vitamins that I could talk about today.
All right. Dr. Oz, it's been an honor and privilege to have you on the program today. I really appreciate what you've given to our listeners.
The honor's all mine. Thanks very much. And having gone to college in Boston, it's a great honor to be able to speak to folks in Providence and Boston.
Thank you. Stay on the line for a minute. My guest today has been Dr. Mehmet Oz, MD, health expert of the Oprah Winfrey Show and professor and vice chair of surgery at New York Presbyterian Columbia University. He's co-author of the new book, You Staying Young, The Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty. It's a fabulous book. It's illustrated, beautiful pictures. I really suggest you go out and buy it. It's just terrific and easy to read and understand. Thanks so much for listening today to The Positive Living Show with me, Patricia Raskin, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO. Next, Dr. Dana Dell. See you next Sunday.